unfortunately will happen.
Well, the immigration stuff is pretty real here in California. I mean, they ICE showing up at Home Depots. They showed up at Home Depots. I have a friend who's born in America. He's Mexican. And they asked him where he was born. They pulled him. He's a veteran. And he knew, like, how to deal with this. And he knew what's legal and what's not. And he, you know, he's a grown man. He's in his 50s. And,
a citizen, right?
And a citizen, yeah. And a veteran. Yeah. I mean, he served the country in Iraq. And so they're coming up to him and asking, you know, where are you born? And he's like, you can't ask me that. You know, like, you're not allowed to ask me where I'm born.
Right.
And then, you know, he says, who are you? And, like, you know, we're immigration and whatever the ICE stands for. And he goes, let me see some documentation. The guy shows him his badge and his gun. He goes, that's not your fucking documentation. Pull out your goddamn documentation. And he pulls out his military ID. He's like, look, here's my documentation. This is me. Who the fuck are you?
Mm-hmm.
And why are you asking people where they're born? I was born in California, okay? You're not allowed to just go up to people and ask them where they're born. But people that don't know that, They're getting arrested, they're getting taken, they're getting deported. They're taking people that are dropping off their children at school. They're grabbing people. And there's a bunch of cases of this. And you're just hearing about the cases that get to the press.
Right.
There's so many of them that you're never going to hear about. And this is just rampant. And this never existed before. Not in the Bush administration. Not in Bush Senior. I mean, it just didn't happen before in any conservative administration. They didn't treat it like this. This is a weird time.
Yeah, it is a very weird time, but I think it's temporary.
I hope so, but what you said about journalism, I think it's important to point out that they fucked up just as hard with the left as they did with the right. I mean, they let the Clintons get away with a lot of horse shit. They let Obama get away with a lot of horse shit. They said talking points. They were given talking points, and they ran with those talking points so that they would get access to the president, and they would get access to congressmen, the senators, and they did it forever. And it wasn't journalism, and you're right. And the reason why this guy got into place in this situation right now, it's just as much of a fault of them of not holding the left to the fire as it is to, you know, what's going on right now.
Yeah. I mean, journalism has a lot to answer for. There's no doubt about it. I just have a, you know, maybe it's a delusion. I would like to think that journalism is finding its voice and finding its function again. Its function is to, you know, as somebody said, I think it was I.F. Stone, you know, the function is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, right? And that's essentially the journalistic mandate.
Or
you
express
know.
The truth. And inform.
Seek the truth.
Seek the truth, inform.
And don't assume. You know, play the propaganda game, be able to look beyond it.
And they have to be in this environment where people keep calling fake news. They have to be undeniable.
You promoting?
Promoting the fights.
Which fights? We haven't talked about any of them.
Yeah.
Hey, you couldn't promote a fart at a bean-eating contest.
We're talking about chess and get the fuck out of here. You get the fuck out of here. Tell your boy.
It's you.
No, I'm good. I'm good, Eddie. It's don't worry you. About me. I've already told them. I don't have to be somewhere till 4:30.
I'm going to put some two-way glass there where we can see out and they can't see in.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Silly boy trying to interrupt podcasts.
Fucking Eddie.
Jesus, Eddie.
Sean Porter is fighting this weekend.
Who's he fighting?
You guess from Cuba.
Oh, they said you guess. I'm like, I don't know who.
it should be a good fight.
And this is on...
This is on Fox PPC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Porter's a champ right now, right? He won the title from Thurman, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the, or did he win it from Danny Garcia?
Danny Garcia. I don't know.
Don't you watch boxing?
Aren't you a boxer?
Yeah, of course.
Jesus.
I'll tell you anything about the heavyweights.
Are you doing commentary on this event?
Last beat Danny Garcia.
Yes.
Yeah, he beat Danny Garcia. So you're doing commentary on this?
Yes.
For Fox?
Yes.
Nice.
Should be a good fight.
Should be a very good fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is, right there.
Oh, he grew his hair out.
Every time Sean Porter
fights...
Who's
that Smurf? Oh, it's Lennox.
Every time Sean Porter fights, he's always a serious brawl.
Mm.
You know, this guy reminds me of the old-time fighters, the way how this guy fights. You know, it gives you a lot of pressure. He's on you.
Somebody needs to help him tie his tie, though.
He doesn't mind taking the shot to punch you, so... He mixes it up.
And that is that's this Saturday night?
Yes.
Nice. There's a lot of great fights coming up. The Mikey Garcia, Errol Spence Jr.
Excited about that.
That's a very good fight.
makes me nervous, though. Fight. It makes me nervous.
Why? So? Why? That's a great fight. That's what everybody wants to see.
It's a great fight, but as I like Mikey Garcia, but to me, it's like...
I like both of those guys.
I like them both. I think Mikey's plus in this fight is that Spence hasn't had pressure like this, and Mikey doesn't tank out on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does not gas out, and he's not afraid to mix it up with you.
What about the size difference?
That's what I'm worried about. It's the size difference, the weight difference. I mean, yeah. I would have preferred Mikey had one more fight before he fought Spence, but
no,
they know what they're doing.
He's ready. His whole family's
he's
boxing specialists, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I've trained with his brother before, with Robert.
Oh, okay. Have you really? In Oxnard?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Great gym.
So you trained jiu-jitsu with Jean-Jacques Machado. You're boxing with Robert Garcia.
Yeah. Lomachenko was there training the day I went.
Damn.
Yeah.
Teddy's up there right now working with that light heavyweight Russian character.
Oh, the that Usyk?
Yeah.
That kid's amazing.
Yeah. Usyk.
Yeah.
I trained over at... Goosen's gym over the Christmas holidays.
Oh, did you really?
I hadn't boxed in 2 years. Oh my God, I suck. My fucking hands hurt. I'm like, God, fuck this sport.
your hands?
My hands were hurting after. Like, God.
Did you wrap them?
I wrapped them. I may have wrapped them too tight.
Fucking, you got soft hands.
Don't make me square up, kid. It's been 2 years. I was like, why did I do this?
You got to do it slow.
Yeah.
Jump back in slow.
What it was? Because he knew I used to train back in the day. So I was like, I wanted to look good. And I'm like,
Okay, so let me help you. You know what you do? See, this is where the martial arts comes in, buddy.
Mm.
Get this thing of sand.
Ah.
And you just start punching it. Sand. Mm. Toughen you up a little bit. Son.
Toughen you up with sand.
Toughen you up, son.
When I say my hands hurt, I mean like the joints. My joints were hurting.
Well, you know what people do? You ever see rice bags? They stick their hand in rice bags. They do a lot of this rice bags. That apparently is very good for your hands.
I did that, but my mom got mad. I was fucking up her rice.
So, what did you do about it? Your hands.
I went home and just soaked them.
If you just get back to doing it, it'll come back.
Yeah, no, I figured that much, but I'm like,
bring a tennis ball everywhere. So yeah,
I'm just like, I'm gonna stick with jiu-jitsu. It doesn't hurt as much.
Jiu-jitsu doesn't hurt your hands?
No, I wear those little Luta gear guards.
What?
Luta gear? Have you seen them? They got these little finger guards that they actually help.
What are they?
Strengthen. It gives you.
They make a 2-finger and a 3-finger.
I have no idea what that is. I wear
the 3-finger. It's just like a little. It's like a little cut-off glove for your fingers.
Really?
Holds them together.
This ninja thing.
It's nice.
Does it give you more traction, too?
Not necessarily, but it keeps your fingers together. It keeps them from separating, so you don't fucking pop your finger out.
That's probably good if you're a guitarist or some shit, huh?
Probably. My mom uses them, too, for arthritis.
Oh, look at that. That's it?
Yeah, that's the 2-finger joint.
Wow.
I use the 3.
I've never even fucked with those.
Yeah.
I'm old school, bro. I just tape my shit up.
Yeah, but you're also fucking gorilla strong. It's weird.
Why is it weird?
Because it's like playing with a fucking silverback gorilla. Even when I watched your role with Jean-Jacques that day, I was like, you want to roll? I go, no, I don't. I'll do it now, but then I'm like, no, but...
I've been doing it a long time, man. I started jiu-jitsu in 96.
We're rolling tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
tomorrow. I'm calling them now. We're going to probably roll around 8:30 in the morning, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, we could do that.
What's different about jiu-jitsu and wrestling? What's the difference?
Depending upon whether or not you use the gi is a big factor because you could grab a hold of that. And it makes you more defensive-minded because you can get caught in things. You can get caught in submissions easier. Submissions are the big thing, obviously. But I do a lot of no-gi. I have a black belt, no-gi jiu-jitsu and gi jiu-jitsu. I actually prefer no-gi.
Mm.
It's,
what do you want to do tomorrow?
We do whatever. We do gi. I don't care. I just don't use it. I just don't use the gi. You know, I let people grab mine, but I try to use arm bars and chokes and things that I would do no-gi. That's how I trained from gi to no-gi so that I could do both. I just decided I'm just going to train in the gi like I don't have one on. Like, let people grab. I'll recognize that I have it on so people can grab me, but I don't grab theirs. I just use overhooks and underhooks. And
okay. Yeah. I was trying to make a joke out of no gi.
Oh.
Somebody having the gi.
Joe's a gi lord.
It is definitely a slower game. Like, older dudes in particular, they seem to like the gi because they can kind of control you.
It's good for you, and it could also be used against you, which is bad.
Well, if you have a winter coat on, man. Like, I always said that the worst thing to do is get in a fight with a judo black belt when you got a winter coat on.
Oh, yeah.
Just grab or even a suit. Slam you on
even
your
even
head.
A sweater like that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're looking at you.
It's all gravy.
Mm. Yeah. You got your blue belt now, right? When do you think you get a purple belt? You're on your way, right?
I got to get some stripes. I talked to JJ about it. I go, dude, I'm trying to train more so I can get a stripe. He goes, yeah, you're due for a stripe. I go, well,
come on.
I got to fucking train more so I can get the stripe. I don't want the stripe. I want to earn the stripe.
Are you doing things other than your jiu-jitsu training in terms of like physical training?
Maybe a little dumbbells and yoga ball. That's about
it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should get a trainer. Get someone like it'll make a big difference. It's like think about your body as like a race car, right? If you could just lift weights and your race car would go faster, wouldn't you do that? Like if there was a thing you could do,
I do my little dumbbells, but my elbow freaking hurts lately, so I
this is quit the thing being I was a talking baby. About. This is the thing I was talking about.
What do you do with
tennis elbow?
Right.
I was having a problem with my elbow. You hold it like that, like you twist it like this, and then you untwist it with your arm. So you hold it like this, twist, and then untwist it. And you do it slowly, and it works on these tendons, the same tendons that you get with
but it's just
elbow.
So shitty how I got it from fucking sleeping.
Could we have him try that right now?
Let's see. Damn, it's a lot heavier than it looks. So you twist it?
Mm-hmm, and then untwist it. Yeah, like twist it like that, right? And then level it out and then slowly untwist it.
That's good.
Yeah. You just gotta do it over and over and over again.
A little bit. It's far more dense than it looks.
Yeah. It's great for your tendons. It specifically works this part of your arm, like down in here.
Now you just look like you're jerking off, Len.
That's good too. You know what else is good? A roller. You know, like when you have one of those cords.
Rollers?
No, a cord with like a weight at the bottom of it, and you got to roll it with your wrist.
Oh yeah, we used to do that in boxing
those
back
are,
in the day.
Those are great.
People just used to fabricate them in the gym. With
yeah.
I remember those.
Yeah, like a stick with a roller. Those are great. Yeah, I have one of those out there too. It's just that's one of the best.
Yeah, for your forearms, right?
Yeah, for your forearms and gripping, just have that kind of strength.
Good.
You would be awesome at jiu-jitsu, I guarantee you, because you're a chess player, and jiu-jitsu is very cerebral, you know? Boxing, obviously, is very cerebral, too, but you're limited in your weapons. You only have a certain amount of angles you could punch from, whereas jiu-jitsu, there's an endless combination of transitions.
You get some time to think in certain positions.
Yeah.
I had a teacher that did
Aikido?
Yeah.
Wrist locks.
Mm-hmm. That's what he did to that dude in the jewelry shop.
I did a half Aikido, half jiu-jitsu on him.
He did something to me, and I realized, okay, I got to watch out for that. It's where, you know, a person manipulates your bone and then drops their whole weight on it.
Ooh,
so you have to go down.
Yeah. That shit could break your hand,
too, if you don't go with it, it'll break your hand. Yeah.
Fredson Paixão does that shit to people.
Yeah, Marcelo Garcia's tapped people out, like high-level people with wrist locks in jiu-jitsu tournaments.
Yeah, John Jack was showing me like how to wrist lock a guy while you're done. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not nice. Don't do it to people, but you can do this if you want.
Yeah, there's some nasty shit. The thing is, like, there's no end to jiu-jitsu. There's no end.
And there's no, like, these are all the moves and that's it. People keep inventing moves.
Constantly. I just found out a new move yesterday, one Rubber Guard Assassins on Instagram.
Right.
They figured out some crazy kimura you do from a closed guard that leads to a triangle. I'm like, what the fuck
But you gotta, somebody has to let you do a lot of those things to them.
Some of them, yeah. But sometimes people don't know what you're doing. They don't even know you're letting them do
I'm almost
it.
Concerned about rubber guard with your knees, like fucking up your knee joints. Because you got to be very flexible to get that rubber guard in.
Yeah, just stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stretch.
Rubber guard? I don't know.
You don't know what that is?
It's where you put somebody in between your legs. When you describe it, it sounds so gay. You put somebody between your legs, and then you pull your leg over their head. But their head has to pop through. So you're controlling them. You can hold their head this way. And it's a lot of fucking rubberiness.
Yes.